from my eastern side, I'll find out where you are. You know I can find you, right? And if this one thing's true, I know that I'll find you and bring you back home. And so the town was talking, so you just started walking. The town was talking, so you just started. Look for you every night, I'll bring you back home. And so the town was talking, so you started walking. The town was talking, so you started walking. In a perfect world, I'd be your only girl. Couldn't be with me, but I want to make you see that I'll always love you, dear. Let me make one thing clear, I'll bring you back home. Yes, I'll always love you, dear. And let me make one thing clear, I'll bring you back home.
New millennium indie punk pop from London, Ontario band The Weeknd. The song is called Perfect World. That comes from The Weeknd's 2003 album, Teaser Plus Bonus Style. In the middle, it is new music from Penny and the Pits. Penny and the Pits are a grungy garage punk quartet band out of St. John, New Brunswick. The band conjures up 1990s riot girl and alternative rock energy on their debut album, Liquid Compactor, an album that processes feminist joy, feminist rage, and feminist revenge in all the ways that you want feminist rock to do so. We heard the song Placeholder from Penny and the Pits, and then at the start of the set, it is Seattle punk outfit Taco Cat from their album This Mess Is a Place, released in 2019. We heard the song New World. We're going to continue this rock and roll fun here on Girly So Groovy. Let's make time for some great new rock and roll music, this time made by legendary Vancouver queer garage punk duo The Pack AD. They return with 8 tracks of catchy psych garage rock recorded straight to tape on their newest album called Shiny New Old Songs. Get the play on that, Shiny New Old Songs. So if you like what you hear, know that you can find it on Bandcamp. Again, The Pack AD right now proving that this show is truly dedicated to the women who rock here on Girly So Groovy. This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. Music right there from the sugary, sweet, sassy, snappy Toronto indie rock band Always. The song is Plimsoll Punks. That's from the band's sophomore album, Anti-Socialites. In the middle, we head to St. John's, Newfoundland for the new wave post-punk punk pop band Property. In Gloom is the song from their album Think Electric. And then starting off the full set, it is music from the Pack AD. Their latest album is called Shiny New Old Songs. We heard Runaway from that new album. Well, friends, speaking of running away, it's that time of the episode where I've got to run away. We're coming to the end of the full 2 hours. Whether you tuned in for the few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I could not do this show without you. Yes, Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting now for 24 years at CJAM 99.1 FM. We've been featured in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor since July of 2001. And since then, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated across Canada, coast to coast, and even featured down south in the U.S. Never have time for shouting out to like nearly, there's about 20 stations now that you can find Girly So Groovy, but every week I love to do a shout out at least to one of them. And how about we do a shout out to St. John, New Brunswick. We just heard a band from St. John's, Newfoundland. This time, let's talk about Girly So Groovy, airing Sunday evenings, 5 until 7 o'clock, on local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. Hello to all you maritime listeners. And of course, hello to all of you across Canada and into the South. And any of you listeners who are listening right now on our Mixcloud listening page, if you ever miss an episode, just want to listen again, know that Girly So Groovy is online absolutely for free. Mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. There's over 2,500 followers on our Mixcloud page, and hopefully you are one of them. A great way to stay in touch with the show all week long. Another fabulous way to stay in touch with the show all week long is through our social media channels. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. We're also on Instagram simply at GSG Radio. Every week I post the playlists in print, provide links to the bands and musicians featured, and best of all, links to our Mixcloud listening page and opportunities to message me any requests you have for the program. I always want to hear from you, the loyal listeners. Which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough radio love? It is often that I get messages from musicians hoping to have their music featured on the program, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Part of Girly So Groovy is providing space for up-and-coming new voices. But the show was built by music nerds for music nerds. So if you are a fellow music nerd and there is a musician or band you're thinking we need to feature or share on the show, let me know. I always try my absolute best to bring those voices into the program. Again, Instagram at GSG Radio or simply at Girly So Groovy on Facebook. We're going to wrap up the full 2 hours with Montreal alternative singer-songwriter and one-woman project known as U.S. Girls. Before we do that, listen, I say this almost every week, but I just feel like I need to say it again. There is a lot to darken our spirits when we look online, when we look at the news, when we look at social media. And I just want to remind you that whatever you're seeing, you're stronger than it. Whatever you're seeing on social media, you are more than dynamic. You are more dynamic than what you are seeing. So that's my parting words. Take that with you throughout the full week. Be the queen that you are, girlfriend. Here is U.S. Girls with $4 American from her album Heavy Light. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
This is Bernard.
If you see a feather on the ground, I'm sure 99% of the people will pick it up and see it and imagine which bird it came from.
Isha Munshi co-founded the Feather Library, a digital library that collects and documents the feathers of Indian birds. Launched in 2021, the library has high-resolution photographs of about 90 bird species, like the brilliantly colored Indian pita and the wispy tail feathers of the white-tailed swallow. Each feather is carefully documented. These are birds that came to a rescue center in Gujarat, India, but didn't survive. Isha trained under Vanya Rova at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and learned how to prepare the feather specimens.
It's learning at every process because very few people in the world do something like this.
The digital library offers a glimpse into the birds that aren't seen in most photos, like the details of their flight feathers, which are hidden when the bird is perching.
Wire-tailed swallows' wires have like a fork at their end of their wires, which is like the microscope level I'm talking about.
This library is open to everyone, whether you're a researcher, bird watcher, conservationist, or an ordinary person who came across a feather.
I dream that someday Feather Library will have all the species of the world nicely cataloged for anyone to see.
Find a link to the Feather Library at our website, birdnode.org. I'm Ananya.